Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into our number two. In 60 minutes, we will be joined by trends forecaster, futurist, predictor, Gerald Celente, then former NSA employee, operative, Wayne Madsen will be joining us, continuing with open phones. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Florida, then Troy and others. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Just got a couple of quick questions about different subjects.
Go ahead.
When I'm trying to wake people up about chemtrails, the thing I most often hear is, how would they avoid the effects of chemtrails? How do you think that is?
It's so heavily compartmentalized that I would say 99.9% of people in government and in the system aren't even aware of what's going on, or they're aware they're not involved in it. That's how compartmentalization works. And a lot of the elites then, they have treatments and they have cures that they've suppressed from the public. But a lot of times these globalists are such ideologues, they don't even care if it hurts them. They're on this holy mission to reduce the world's population. Or they make excuses. I mean, we have a world elite that knowingly, several hundred times, you can pull the actual number up, detonated in the 50s and 60s in the upper atmosphere, blowing holes in the ozone layer in the Pacific and over New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, high-powered hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere, saying they believe that it might have ignited the entire atmosphere. You know, they admit that the Hadron Heavy Collider, you know, they say, well, there is a small chance it could create a black hole or a strangelet or could, you know, create a giant explosion, colliding these heavy particles like uranium and plutonium and other things together through this thing, speeding them up. It's like a high-powered energy beam, particle beam. But they say, but don't worry about destruction. And they put the god Shiva of creation and destruction, idol, up over the giant complex in CERN, Switzerland. You know, the things they're doing do affect us. They have genetically modified all these organisms. They put them out open air, knowing that it's hurting the biosphere and causing real environmental degradation. The elite are very nihilistic, very destructive. Regardless, they're doing it. But as for chemtrails, it's now in government textbooks. It's now in government research. Like, they'll deny it on the news, but then they'll have Paul Watson's written articles a few months ago that had all the mainstream links where universities and the Department of Energy admit they're terraforming, they're changing the Earth's atmosphere. And again, it's compartmentalized. You've got three major companies. There's a bunch of subsidiaries that mix and produce, refine at the refineries most of the jet fuel. And then the way the engines are designed, they can just add the different particuli, the aluminum salts, the barium, into it, and then it's dispersed, and those things happen to be the very key things used in cloud seeding. And so you'll see a blue sky in Austin, Texas in the summer, winter, doesn't matter, 3,000-4,000 feet. Ice crystals aren't supposed to form there. And they'll just cover the sky from end to end. It'll be a blue sky when the planes fly by. And when I was a kid or when I was a teenager, the trails disappeared in seconds my whole life. And now it just end to end covers the whole sky. Something has changed. And then they deny it. And then now, even major news has gone out and tested what's being sprayed. It is barium salts, aluminum dioxide, all these different things, and they're manipulating the atmosphere. And NASA reported that the Earth has gotten 20% darker, 20% more cloud cover. You can see satellite photos over all the major countries, just all the lines. They don't go away. They form. They create cloud banks. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I got one more question. Can you hold me over?
Sure. All right, we'll come right back with Dave, and then we'll go to Troy. We'll go to John. We'll go to Tony. We'll go to Randy and many others. And then I've got a bunch of other news on torture we're going to be getting into, and then Gerald Celente and Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv today.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones in this hour and in the next hour with Gerald Celente, as well as Wayne Madsen. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Dave in Florida had another question. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, let's kind of just related to that before. With the depopulation agenda, why do you think they would need a NAFTA superhighway if 90% of the people were going to be dead? You know, and other all the surveillance and other things it seems like they're doing are really don't seem like they would be necessary in that with 90% of the people gone.
Okay, the issue is, and then I'll intellectually and analytically with common sense, critical thinking, go through the main body of your question. But the serious issue here is, do official United Nations biological diversity assessments say that they want an 80% reduction in the world's population? And the answer is yes, that's in my film with the date and name and close-ups of the documents. You know, these aren't internet pages or copies of them. This is from the UN. This was from the UT library. Do all these big universities say that's the number? Does Ted Turner and Prince Philip and all these world leaders say that 80% number? Do a lot of the academics and government reports now say 90% reduction? Yes, they're getting more extreme. So that is going on. But it's done incrementally. This is done over decades. They need to put a worldwide government control grid in place first to have the orderly bureaucratic management of the population, to then first put taxes on having more than one child, to economically degrade things so badly that people can't afford to have children, as Nancy Pelosi's been talking about, as in my film Road to Tyranny. We have a Fox News clip where they say, not Road to Tyranny, Endgame, where they say, you know, having children's what's making the planet worse. We got to stop it. You know, same thing Pat Robertson said, the quote pro-lifer, saying China's doing what it has to do with, you know, UN, Planned Parenthood. It needs to be more aggressive. Obama doubling the funding for China and Africa and in China for forced abortions. That's even the Huffington Post coming out and saying he's funding forced abortions. That's not Alex Jones. This is their agenda. Now, why do they need the NAFTA superhighways? To get control of the United States, these are international zones and what they call inland ports, international trade zones that are not part of the United States, that through NAFTA, GATT, SPP, and other bureaucratic treaties, many of which are outside Congress's authority, see, Congress signed over its authority in NAFTA and GATT. Now, separately under those powers, now these unelected bureaucrats, revolving door out of the corporations, are now going to take over the 34 major interstate highways. We have all the maps in Endgame, official maps, documents, their own statements. Judicial Watch sued, got the BAMP Canada 2007 September meeting, September 23rd, 24th, where they say, first agenda, we've got to keep this secret. We need a carbon tax. We need to use these roads to control people. We need to use the military against the American people. And now that's all mainstream news about the military to be used against us. But the point is, we tell folks when it's in the policy reports before it's made widely public. So they need those roads as international zones along the buffer corridors to then build walls off the exit ramps to block off the rural communities, as they're already doing on many toll roads, I-35 up into Kansas and Oklahoma. Drive up there and look, all these ghost towns as you drive. You can't exit off the McDonald's and gas stations every 30, 40, 50 miles are in the center of the highway where you can't get off. You're like a prisoner. And they need those to, like the Romans used roads to tax and control populations that they dominated in the 20-something, in some cases more nations in history, that they controlled at the peak of their empire. They're going to use this to tax, regulate, and bring in international control on those roads, which so the roads will no longer be part of the United States, Mexico, or Canada. They will be part of this international zone and international bureaucracy, and they will use those to levy and raise taxes. So this isn't something where they just kill 80% of us overnight. They build the grid, they get control, they start the world carbon tax, they make it impossible to be able to fund having children. By having carbon taxes, they shut down the family farms, ranches, small factories, businesses with regulations, ship what's left of industry overseas where there's no regulations or environmental standards to further consolidate wealth into the hands of fewer and fewer. And so this is a process of enslavement, and it's very hard for them to do. So we're not saying they're going to succeed. We're stating what their ultimate goal is and what they want to carry out.
Yeah, all right. Well, one other thing. I was just wondering what you thought. Why do you think that all the Hollywood people that you know and big-time people and wealthy people, rich people, why do you think nobody's ever just given you $1 million or, you know, half a million or just something so you wouldn't have to spend so much time advertising?
I hear you. I appreciate your call. That is another really important, complex question. But first, let me see the Hollywood. Let me write that down before I forget. Hollywood, answer that question. But I want to go back to your first question because I said I was going to fully answer that. And what was the point I was going to make? Well, A, just that it's their stated goal, so that's the fact. It isn't about whether Alex Jones is right or not. That's what they're stating. So it's not about me. That's what they're saying they're going to do. The question is, will they be able to do it? Will we let them? On the subject of Hollywood, I have probably had, I don't know, 20 or more very prominent Hollywood stars call me over the years and say, hey, I just want you to know I really like your show. If you're ever in Los Angeles, here's my number. I'd like to take you out to lunch or you can stay at my house. You know, my son's autistic. I woke up to this because he was 18 months old and we gave him the vaccines and now he's autistic. And then I was doing research and found you and boy, you're right. Or, hey, yeah, I'm in Hollywood. You won't believe you know, at this level, how many CIA people are involved trying to control what we produce and what we do. And a reason that a lot of these Hollywood people call me is they get into all this stuff, they wake up to what's going on, they just want to reach out to somebody. And I'm the most prominent. And let me tell you, I've missed more of the calls and missed more of the emails or ended up never calling people. Like I had somebody super famous call me last week and I haven't even called him back. And the number was somewhere in a stack here and I haven't even spent time to find it to call him because I'm so busy with my mission. But the Hollywood folks contact me because I'm the, I guess, you know, the biggest game in town in the fight against the New World Order. I'm not saying we're that big, but out of this pantheon of people resisting, we're the most prominent, it can be argued, decisively. But the other reason is they watch people. A lot of times I talk to Hollywood people, they go, I've been listening to you for 4 or 5 years, been seeing, you know, what you do, what you say. Most of the time Hollywood were to contact somebody, they would immediately say, oh, you know, try to take control of them, give me a bunch of money, come out and, you know, endorse everything I'm doing. I don't really ask for anything from them. I don't really do that. I mean, just a few years ago, I was not asking for donations. Well, I guess about a year ago. I was not doing the advertising I needed to expand. I was not worried about funding things to grow. Now I am because I realize it's up to us. We've got a responsibility. But to be quite frank with you, I've thought about calling up prominent people and wealthy people, not just Hollywood folks I know, and saying, give me $100,000. Now, it sounds like a lot, folks. That's nothing with a business and an operation. Anybody that has a business knows that. Folks that don't have a business don't understand. I just don't like bringing myself to do it because Hollywood people and prominent people and wealthy people almost get an allergy to people asking them for things or asking for money. And now I'm known in Hollywood somewhat as not burning people, as not being grasping, as not being somebody trying to mash them or squeeze them or get something. I'm known by a lot of people in music and entertainment as not really trying to get anything out of somebody. And these people are all owly. I mean, as soon as I do say, hey, why don't you come on the show, they're like, okay, let me talk to my manager about it. And the manager says, no, don't do it. Or I do get some big shot to say, hey, let's do an event or let's get the word out. And then behind the scenes, they get death threats, and a venue they're going to be at gets death threats. You see, so there's also dirty tricks that are going on out there. And so these Hollywood folks and music people and others, you know, they want to reach out, but they're scared, and they have a lot to lose. And, you know, I did never ask Charlie Sheen for the few gifts he's given me. He's given me some really nice things, not just the jacket he wore in the first big movie he was in, Red Dawn. That just came in the mail one day. And, I mean, should I do something like that? I mean, should I start getting on the telephone and doing that? Maybe I should. The point is that I'm not some big organization, and I'm not some religion. You know, this isn't Scientology 2.0. I'm not, you know, in that whole system of trying to get money out of people. I want to be self-sufficient. I want to fund my operations with films and advertising. But yes, you know, who really needs to donate is the American people. People who are out there, and you donate by buying the books and videos, by spreading the word about the show. You donate by supporting the sponsors. You know, we've had some good-sized donations over the years. And we have a little folder in there with the people's letters and whatever, and we send them a thank you note. I don't even have the staff at the time. I guess I could mail letters out to folks that have already given and say, we need more support. And yeah, if I got a couple $1 million, that would let us operate for a few years. I mean, that's how much 15, 16, 20 employees in a building and bandwidth and all the expenses cost. And also, we're not a 501c3. Because I'm not going to have the government involved in what I do or what I say with my First Amendment. So, you know, my challenge every year is to spend all the money that comes in so I don't have to pay a bunch of taxes, to spend all the money on the operation. That's the goal here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big
John. All right, let's go back to the calls a little bit quicker here because these questions are all important, but I've got to learn to answer them quickly. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. I need a new list. Some of these have hung up, and it's confusing. Who's up next, John? Jonathan in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. I just have one quick comment on Obama, and I have a challenge for you, Mr. Jones.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Just a couple days before the election, Halloween, Obama took his daughter out dressed up as a corpse queen, and all the major media was reporting that. And that's when I knew we were in for some pure evil with this guy. But anyway, Mr. Jones, as an intellectual person, I have to analyze where the truth lies within your show. And this is something that you're more of an expert on. But the psychology of listening to your show and your message could be a form of oppression if it does not offer solutions to the rampant treason you describe in our country. Basically, you know, the stuff is heavy and we need a way out. So, Mr. Jones, I have to challenge you and all your listeners to do this for themselves, to use your platform and your website to offer resources on civil disobedience and protests within the laws and maybe photography and videography. And most importantly, how to run for political offices at the local, state, and federal levels, especially Congress.
All right, let me stop you, sir. This is a very positive show by exposing, if your house is on fire and somebody comes and knocks on the door and tells you it's on fire, they're not being negative, they're telling you it's on fire. So we're telling people what's going on. We do give the resources. We do support political candidates. We do tell people how to run grassroots. We do tell them to get involved in city council. We do post videos about how to make films. We do post videos about political action. I mean, seeing is learning. I mean, we put it all up there. We support all the other major activists. We have this as a platform for basically everybody that's doing good work across the political spectrum. So there's no form of oppression here. This is empowerment, saying we can affect change. We can expose the left-right paradigm. We can get involved. And so, I'm not saying you're giving me criticism. I know that we all should, you know, take from this show that we need to all be individually taking action. And that's my entire message. So I'm not exactly sure what you're, I mean, are you specifically criticizing me for this? Or are you saying we need to remember this?
I'm not criticizing you. I mean, you've done a lot for this country, for me specifically, like waking up to the New World Order. You know, I just think that...
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I mean, I'm here to try to get people just to realize something bad's going on. And then you've got your own intellect. What are you going to do about it? Just take one of my accomplishments that's really my listeners' accomplishments, because you took the ball and ran with it. I came out after the Patriot Act, wrote a big analysis of it, point by point, with the U.S. Code, and I said it allows secret arrest, it allows, you know, I went through sneak and peek, reading your library records, federalizing things, saying that misdemeanors are terrorism. We need counties, cities, and states to say we support the Bill of Rights and Constitution and will instruct our employees to not violate the law and to not violate the supreme law. And that was passed by 800-plus cities in 7 states. Because people did it. I mean, all we do is put out solutions here.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm just trying to be politically active myself, and I think one of the biggest challenges is trying to find resources out there that are going to help regular, good-hearted Americans be on ballots. And, I mean, every Secretary of State, from what I've heard, in every state is limiting who can get on the ballots, limiting the ways, you know, making it harder and harder for people to be politically active and get on the ballot. And I think that's, like, the greatest challenge. That, you know, to throw all these...
Well, sir, we've done countless shows about the electronic fraudulent machines, and we went from maybe 5% of people 6-7 years ago knowing that they were fraudulent to polls of 90-plus percent not trusting them, and some of them being removed. But as fast as we remove them from some states, after they have a few years of fraud, they're putting them in. You know, so we're really losing that battle because they get 2 steps forward, and then we push them back 2.5 steps, but they still get a half step forward. So all I do is try to cover every angle, every issue here on air, and then hope that people go and take action.
Okay. Well, I think the only peaceful resolution to, you know, this is just real American men and women sitting for political office between now and 2010. That's why I just wanted to really call you up and, you know, see if you can really hone in on that maybe in the next couple of years to really try to push to get, you know, average Americans into the political process. And one way to expose, you know, all these voter frauds and everything is to get, you know, 50% of people in a state voting for a governor. And, you know, why is it put, why is it
out of that? I hear you. I got to jump here. You know, the big reason they had to put Obama in, too, was because they saw Bush appointed basically twice. And so that's another reason there's so much support for Obama, because the same elite have done all these corrupt things previously. And now the public is rejecting the agenda, so they bait and switch us. But, you know, in the final analysis, well, we'll talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Man, I tell you, I am working too hard. I got Ted Anderson on the line as I go to break. Then I'm on KLBJ 93.7 doing a three-minute Freedom Nugget live on air. I'm not whining. I'm just kind of scatterbrained at this point. There's too much going on. And that's why it's kind of irritating when listeners call in, not with solutions. I love solutions, love ideas. Just tell us what you think we ought to do. What I don't like is kind of putting it on me like you need to do this better or you need to lead this or that. Folks, I have to take a shower as fast as I can. And I'm somebody who likes to take 30-minute showers. I take like a 4-minute shower, lathering with soap, you know, washing my hair. I jump out, comb my hair straight back, shave real fast, brush my teeth, floss. run in, try to hang out with my children, have breakfast. And then this morning, as I'm driving off to work, they're in the front yard begging me to come home tonight. They just love me. I'm like a, rock star to them, and I want to be with them. But then I need to be on air. I need to be making this film, or we have no future. And I know every daddy, every mommy is like a rock star to their children. I just love them so much. So good, so innocent. And I compare their innocence and their goodness to the evil of the New World Order. Now, I'm going to continue with your phone calls here. Brandon, Tony, Randy, and Dave, and others before Gerald Celente gets on with us. And I've got this Bush torture news I want to get to as well. You know, where are the calls to prosecute Bush from Obama? All we get is lobbyists filling his administration from the defense contractors and banking. All we get is a revolving door of corruption. All we get is more wars, more troops, troop buildups, warrantless spying. Oh, but he's going to close Guantanamo. He's going to look at it in the next year and decide what to do with indefinite detention. They're just continuing. And you watch, they're going to stage some terror attack. I can feel it in my bones. And then it'll be, well, remember Bush? He said he wouldn't get in foreign wars. He was going to cut government. He was going to do all these things. And then, oh, he can't. The terrorists struck. Just as Peanack said, now they have to have Pax Americana, New World Order. I'm going to spend about 5 minutes with him because it's so hot right now. Gold's at about, 905 right now. It's up about, it was just a few weeks ago, it was 805. So it's up about $100 right now, and I'm not going to belabor this long. I just want people to have an opportunity to protect themselves. I strongly believe in this. This is the decision that I have made. This is what I'm doing to try to protect myself with a small modicum as they devalue the dollar, as they go into hyperinflation. 8.5 trillion of the bank so far, $1 trillion stimulus package. It's birth control and euthanasia and paying off local governments with more semi-funded mandates. Yeah, a lot of this stuff's like 30% of it's federal, and then the state's got to raise 70% of the money to match it to get the federal that was from the states to begin with. I mean, this is an orgy of big government. And Ted Anderson had gold at 8.15, priced in the market at 8.15 until Sunday. Then it went up to 8.30, made a major buy. That gold and silver is almost sold out. And if gold keeps sitting at above 900, it's going to go up to close to $900 an ounce to get it from Ted. Right now, for today, Ted Anderson has gold priced in the market at 8.30. That means he went in and bought this gold in the market when gold was at 8.30, and he's passing those savings on to you. Ted Anderson, good to have you on with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be back up again, and it's really a pleasure to see the Republican side, Ron Paul, calling for an end to the Federal Reserve System, and Dennis Kucinich calling on the Democratic side to do the same thing. Obviously, we're creating some kind of an impact out there.
Yeah, you're right. Tell folks about that. They just had a banking committee meeting, and I forgot to tape that. Go tell the guys to get that tape. Tell him about that.
Well, Dennis Kucinich is calling to bring the Federal Reserve System into the U.S. Treasury so it's owned by the taxpayers, which puts us still in a position of fiat currency. Ron Paul's talking about getting something back to something more constitutional.
Now, let's explain.
Like money.
People think we're having a nationalization of the banks. No, it's an internationalization, privatization. They're just calling it government. The banks are getting government power and the power to set all the financial rules internationally over us. This is the New World Order. I saw that in a blurb. Where did you just see Kucinich say that?
Well, I have it posted on GCNlive.com if you want to go grab it from there, but it's on a YouTube video. There.
So, yeah, that was a few days ago in the banking committee.
Yeah, right.
And it's yesterday.
It's just refreshing. Yeah, I'm not saying this happened this morning, but I'm just saying what's refreshing to see is that this issue is being dealt with. I mean, it is really the main core, the mainstream of what's really getting this economy in the first place. All this stimulus package is just to put us further on the hook, further
well,
in debt.
Ted, I did confirm, and we have him on coming on next week. A caller gave us a tip. One of the senior people at the American Enterprise Institute came out and said this is a foreign banker hijacking of the United States and fraud. So, again, mainline analysts are saying what we're saying.
They sure are, and that's the nice part about it, Alex. If we hadn't been doing what we've been doing for so many years, they wouldn't even be talking about this. Ron Paul can't do it alone as a lone voice. He needed the support. Now we have Democrats falling in line with them, too, which is just amazing that, not to say one political spectrum is any better than the other, because we both know they're just puppets of this elite, but nonetheless, they're starting to voice it. You're watching it on CNN and CNBC and all these different, these different major news outlets, we needed this. This is the shot in the arm that may get this country back on track again.
And well, my film, The Obama Deception, is really 50% Obama and the fact that he's a puppet, a front man, a liar. He's gone back on almost everything he said he'd do, and that he has all these globalists in his cabinet and lobbyists. But it's really about shattering the fact, in the end, this is going to really help Obama not get his agenda through, but with the public to understand he didn't really do all this. In the end, when they destroy him, when they're done building him up to ram through the agenda, when they then want to blame it all on him like he actually ran it all, same thing with Bush, no, the real blame will fall on the global architects, the global elite, the engineers that openly are running all of this.
Yeah, you know, you just got to, when you get that video out there, just let me know because I want to promote it as much as I can. There just isn't enough. I mean, we can't do enough. Everybody needs to reach out and inform their neighbors and their friends and family and let them know there's a real solution to this problem. And it sure in the heck isn't bringing on more government bailout and bigger government and putting this country further into debt to the people that are pulling the strings in the first place. We all know they created the problem, and giving them more power and control is just going to increase the problem to be a bigger
Absolutely.
Problem.
Ted Anderson, specifically, give folks today's precious metals offer, and I can't reiterate this enough. You are not going to find this deal anywhere. In the market, companies don't even have gold and silver. If they do, it's huge premiums, even on the gold bullion and the silver bullion known as junk. They have huge premiums on it. That's premiums at spot. Ted bought this gold and silver below spot. He made a move when it was 8.15. So when it hit, 8.90, he could sell it to you. Now it's 9.05. He bought it at 8.30. But, Ted, I was talking to you this morning. How long? You weren't sure this morning. You thought maybe one more day. How long can you hold it at the 830 level with it above 900?
Well, it's a matter of how long my supply will hold up, but I do know that I'll carry it, whether if I sell out completely or not, and I get a little short, it just means I'll take a loss. What I do is I just watching what's going on out there, you can see that you know for sure that gold and silver is going to go up and our problems are going to escalate. And so every time there's a dip, I try to get in there and buy as much as I can. I did pick up a real good supply when gold was down there at 8.15, like you said. We sold out of that this weekend. As a matter of fact, I probably took a couple hits on there toward the end, but we just filled it because that was what I said. My word is my word. And now we are looking at the price range of around 8.30 that I picked up the next group of coins when I was buying into the marketplace. And now I'm selling those. Presently, like the Frank Kurt, for instance, right now is at 214. Now, if I buy those at today's market, I'd have to be charging for the same thing, 227. Now, don't get me wrong. All coins have premiums. There's nothing out there that you can buy that's right next to spot. But when I'm able to get in there and buy at a time when the spot price is lower and that increases in price, it makes it that much more competitive and that much better of a deal for the people that are looking for gold and silver, and they darn right should be right now.
Absolutely. And then the tiny little markup that you put in there, again, you buy it when it's lower, then you sell it at the lower price, and there's a tiny 4% markup. That allows you to operate and run the network and everything you do. And, Ted, I just appreciate everything you've done for the Genesis Network. But, I mean, this is a win-win-win-win-win. People cannot beat this deal. Give the brokers a call. They'll be there till midnight with this deal, at least until midnight. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll definitely hold it right through midnight tonight.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Give the brokers a call. Ted, I got to tell you, things are happening so quick. There's so much corruption, so much craziness happening. I can't even cover it all. I'm trying to make this Obama film. There's so many betrayals, so many lies, so many corrupt people, so many angles, and I've got a month basically to finish it and then get it mastered and then get it mass-produced to be able to have it out by and shipping out by March 15th, and my head is spinning. And literally, my passion is burning so strong that I have to make myself at midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, go home and sleep for 3 or 4 hours because I know how real this is and I know what a chance we have of beating him. You're right. As Ron Paul has said, he doesn't think this is going to succeed.
No.
But the globalists are making their run at us. They are doing it. I mean, they've already stolen $8.5 trillion. What's coming next? Well, now they're getting dictatorial government power to seize any infrastructure they want, roads, highways. We're going into IMF, World Bank receivership right now. This is classic off-the-charts tyranny, and it is so important for you to protect yourselves, folks. You know, There's people freezing to death all over the United States in their houses with their power turned off because they're broke. There's people that die during the summer because their air conditioner's turned off. There's people starving. I rarely go downtown, but the last time I was downtown and drove by the homeless shelter, I probably saw two or three people sleeping out there. First time I saw somebody sleeping out there was probably a decade ago. There was probably 40, 50 people sleeping outside on one street corner. And then I drove around the other streets downtown Saturday night to go see KRS-One. And there were just hundreds of people. And we had our cameras, but we were late getting down there, so we couldn't stop. Tonight or the next night, I'm going to go down there at like 10 o'clock at night on 6th Street and just opposite street on 7th and others and just show hundreds of people sleeping on the streets. And there's tent cities all over the U.S. All this is happening. Folks, before they steal your whole 401k, before they devalue it through hyperinflation, move into gold and silver today. 800-686-2237. The Franks, the Sovereigns, you can't beat that deal. Are you out of Buffaloes?
No, I just have a few of those left at that same price. It's been really nice to get a nice trickle supply coming in, and I haven't had people blowing my phones off the hook for them either because I couldn't handle the supply if it was. I had one guy that wanted to buy 4,000. I said, nah, we can't do that. But we do have a small little, pieces coming in here and there. I'm putting my fingers out across the entire United States trying to buy them. And actually, they're at a good buy. They're at 1,036 right now. And
Now, again, you can get into the Franks and the Sovereigns a lot less expensive. There's a premium on that coin, but it's much higher everywhere else. I mean, you look for yourselves, folks. What do the Franks come in per ounce at?
Well, the Frank is a fifth-ounce gold coin, so you can do the math at 214. The Sovereign, being the quarter-ounce gold coin, is at 263. So it's just it's a little bit above $1,000 an ounce, but the main advantage there is you get small pieces of gold in your hands, and if I move on to the 10th-ounce Eagle or something comparable to those, you can't even come close, and the other problem is you can't get supply. In addition to this, most of the places across the United States, as a matter of fact, I don't know of any other that it's been able to fill orders for Franks and British Sovereigns.
Yeah,
like
you're one of the only places it's less expensive than anywhere else. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again.
You bet, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I've got some news I'm going to cover. Then we're going to come back and rampage through your calls. And then Gerald Celente is coming on. These are the type of articles I have stacking up every single day in front of me. Okay, every day I see 10, 15, 20 reports without looking about the thousands of toys with lead, mercury, arsenic, toxins in them, about the thousands of different foods, 90%+ of the baby formula with the melamine. And the government had always said it was deadly poison, kills a lot of people. They say, well, now it's good for you. Or the government coming out and saying mercury is good for you. Well, here's the Washington Post. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contain mercury, which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products. It was found in a third of the 55 popular brand name. I mean, folks, this is by design. This isn't an accident. This is eugenics. Found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products, where HFCS is the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. So they're running all these PR ads on TV and on billboards about a guy sitting there eating a popsicle, and he goes, it's fructose corn syrup. It's good. It's from corn. I like it. And she goes, oh, I heard it's not good, but, ooh, it's delicious. I like it. That's why they're having to run PR ads everywhere going, it's the law to take vaccines. Don't get arrested. There's no law. That's how rogue criminal they are. Just like the recruiters everywhere say, you got to sign up to join the military to the 16-year-old or you're arrested. No law. And you'll talk to these people's parents and they'll go, is it really the law, Alex? I can't believe they tell me it wasn't the law. And if it wasn't, I got to take the shot. My son's got to join the Army. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? HFCS has replaced sugar, high fructose corn syrup, as the sweetener in many beverages and foods, such as breads, cereals, breakfast bars, lunch meats, yogurts, soups, condiments. On average, Americans consume about 12 teaspoons per day of HFCS, but teens and other high consumers can take up to 80% more HFCS. And what does mercury do? It causes attention deficit disorder. It causes people to be hyperactive, to not be able to learn. And most Americans, when they're tested, have high lead and mercury. But they've now just raised the tolerance level and say, well, this level's safe now. Mercury is toxic in all forms. Not according to CBS News. Pull it up, John. Mercury good for you. I have MSNBC saying that lead and mercury's good in toys. Listen to this. Almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contain mercury. Almost half. Did you hear that? Now, I'll get an email today saying I'm a liar. This isn't the Washington Post. Which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products. HFCS is the first or second labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. Mercury is toxic in all forms, given how much high fructose corn syrup is consumed by children. It could be a significant additional source of mercury never before considered. We are calling for immediate changes by the industry and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to help stop this avoidable mercury contamination of the food supply, said the Institute for Agriculture, Trade, Policy, Dr. David Wallinga, a co-author of both studies.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I know I've played this 100 times, but people never believe me. I've done shows where I mentioned the news was saying that mercury was good for you. And I get emails saying I'm lying because it does sound like baloney. But here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Folks, we've had top neurologist after top neurologist on to tell you that mercury, lead, MSG, aspartame viciously attack your brain cells. But mercury, unlike other heavy metals just create plaques and kill the brain cells that are brought into your brain via the blood supply. But they stop, and then the new ones come in and kill new areas. Mercury keeps burning through. And we've linked to major universities with pig brains showing you under an electron microscope what mercury does. It causes an electrochemical short. It explodes. Okay? So, I'm not even going to play the CNBC where they... Oh, okay, play it. Go ahead and play it.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now.
All right.
They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping...
That's called killing yourself to live. We just have to accept a lower quality of life. We have to accept we can have whatever we want in this economy with the industry and the science and the technology. But instead, they want to suppress all of that because they want to control society and make you destitute. And to understand economic theorem and data, here's a small microcosm, very small microcosm. In the 50s and 60s, McDonald's learned to put up a trash can that said thank you on the lid. And then people had the psychological idea that they had to go throw their food away. Now, that didn't cut prices. All that did was phase out service in the economy, phase out jobs. Because now companies that made you clean up your own food, where you always basically eat at a dirty table, could undercut other people that actually had the service, and people forgot what service was. It started with in the 40s and 50s with service stations. By the time I was in high school, you couldn't hardly find a service station, and now they basically hardly exist. They would say self-serve and then full service. And then now people don't change their water. They don't put in their windshield wiper. A lot of them don't put the proper oil in their tires, and cars fall apart a lot quicker, not just because of bad manufacturing, but because they're not being maintenance right. Every time you got fuel... You know, you take 4 or 5 minutes for them to check things. Then they'd ask, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that? That phased out a whole other entry-level area, but also destroyed service. Now they're telling us to accept poison in the toys. That's a quote. Poison's in the food. And then meanwhile, mercury and lead are in most products and most food now. They're in large portions. This just said right at half. And so their answer is, well, melamine and mercury in there. Mercury's in half or close to half, and melamine's in 90% plus. It's good for you. All right, we'll come right back. Your call's coming up. We'll get to talk to Richard Salente. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.